Tisha.
Merry Christmas.
Next case, please.
Next application is the application case number 11300, application of Stephen N. Pinkstone, sited south of Long Neck Road and being northeast of Brockton Pass and south of North Gloucester Circle within Fairfield at Long Neck Multifamily Project and being unit number B12-4. And being in tax map ID 234, map 30, parcel number 8, requesting a variance from the setback requirement between units and a multifamily project. The applicant is more specifically requesting a 9.1-foot variance on the required 40-foot separation between buildings and a multifamily project. We did receive a fair number, a large number of mail returns because of the list of adjacent property owners that were sent out. We had a couple phone calls, not understanding why they even got a notice. The notices were all sent to two mobile home parks, one being Cross Long Neck Road to Mariners Cove, and the other being White House Farm, multifamily park to the west. There were no letters of opposition, no letters of support. I just wanted to know we did get a lot of mail returns. There was a very large number of mail that went out on this project.
Thank you for that. All right, sir. You need to
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Stephen N. Pinkstone. My home address is 401 Pritchard Place, Newtown Square, PA, 19073.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How you doing, Chairman?
Very well,
gentlemen.
Sir. Can you explain to the board your request?
I purchased this townhouse July 2010, and I've been meaning to get around to putting a deck on, and I turned in my building application for the building permit, I guess, back in the spring, and I was told it's setback. You know, I had no buildings behind me, but there was an angular setback that I wasn't aware of. So I had it surveyed, and therefore that's why I'm applying. I guess in the development, there's a lot of decks that are the same size. You know, we have a screen of porches, half decks, full decks, closed-in rooms, and that's what I'm applying for. I'd like to be able to build a deck. I'm where I'm situated right now, the two to the left of me with nothing behind them have decks. I'm here, and then the fourth, or the, my neighbor next door, he backs, half of his building would back up directly to the setback. And I believe he got a variance, he applied for a variance. So I guess the uniqueness of the whole thing would be Anderson Homes built them, you know, and I understand, talking to different people, the original owners had the option when the buildings were built to have decks put on when they, you know, when they signed up to have their unit built. And that's why I'm here tonight, just to get a variance so that I can build the deck.
Joe, the deck isn't built yet?
Oh, no.
And you have got your permit.
Okay. So you want to address the standards for us, the uniqueness? You addressed that.
Well, I guess the first thing that makes it unique is, you know, the separation or setback requirement of the unit makes it unique. I think the deck is reasonable use of property, and that's why I'm seeking a variance, as there are many decks in the community. Again, the variance was created by Anderson Homes when building the development, not me, the owner. Let's see, my neighbor next door, I guess he got a variance, and he now has a deck. Units are staggered 2 feet. My unit happens to be the one from the street that sets back 2 feet, and the others are 2 feet forward. That's kind of unique, where when you have a line of buildings, you would think they'd all be the same backing. Let's see here. The variance will not affect public welfare or encroach on neighbors' quality of life, as there are similar decks in the community. When I bought the unit, our realtor said that building a deck could be an option because there's no building behind me. It just takes me time to get squared away, and then I found out that I needed a variance. So I guess that's pretty much my uniqueness.
Okay.
Last question before you go any further. The drawing shows a two-story porch. It's called a proposed second floor porch addition. You're saying it's a deck.
Well, it's going to be, I'm sorry, let me clarify. The deck will be 10 by 20, and half of that will be an enclosed room in compliance with the HOA, and the other half will be an open deck, 10 by 10.
Okay.
And that's what we're
doing. Yeah, I didn't quite understand.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
It's fine. You kept saying deck, and I'm saying
enclosed. All right, okay, yeah. A little nervous.
That's fine. That's okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mike. I was going to ask that too.
Very good, thank you.
All right. See if there's any further questions, then we'll go. Mr. Hudson?
Yes. On the back side, opposing the porch or deck, is there the distance, I believe, is 30.9 feet? Is that up to a deck or the front of a building or the rear of a building?
Let me, I have the survey papers here. Take a quick peek at those. I also have pictures if you'd like to view them, but let me. Set that there.
So,
okay, let's see what I have on my drawing here. I believe that was off the. That 30, what do you have, 32.6?
30.9.
30.9.
That's a straight line.
32.6 line, okay.
Unit to the addition, closest unit.
The setback, right. I had to get it resurveyed because the first copy they gave me a straight shot to the building's driveway behind me, using it as a property line. I had them come back out again, and they did the angular, and I have the paper here if you'd like to see it. It ends up being
32.6,
yes.
So that's the corner of the front of the building behind you?
Yeah, that would be my right corner to the front corner of that building, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Wait, Mr. Rickards?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills?
So the variance that you need is 7.4 feet, is that correct?
I believe so, yes, for 40.
Not 9.1.
Yeah, I read from the...
Okay, that was the original?
The angle from his corner, his proposed addition to the closest corner is actually 7.4.
Right.
So you're asking for a 2.6.
Yeah, right.
Or 7.4 variance, so it would be, yeah.
Instead of
and then the other was not 30.9 in a 90-degree corner cut. But there's no building there.
There's no building
there? I also have a picture if you wanted to see what we're dealing with, but a couple of pictures.
Yeah, sure.
That'd yeah, if you would, please.
Sure.
We didn't please 7.4.
Yeah.
You can take that
32.6. Okay, gotcha.
I have it all written on the back of them.
So it's.
So what you're saying, Lawrence, is there's no structure there
where it says
30.9?
It's just a parallel perpendicular cut to show what the distance would be.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Corner to corner, it would be.
Yeah, it would be.
A 32.6, so you'd ask for a 7.4 foot
variance. Instead of 9.1.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you just.
Yeah, I believe it was Mr. Light made me aware of that when I came in and got my building permit. So I had the as site permit with or plan with me.
Gentlemen, just for the record, because the question I have our listing of variances that have been granted or considered shows what appears to be unit number B8 getting an approval for variant separation between units. And also building B10, or unit B10, also getting a variance separation between units in this project. And then there was one other variance granted on B-22, which, but it was for a rear yard setback. So it's a different situation on the same lot. But that only goes to, the listing goes back to January of 12. So it's been almost 2 more years since that list was done.
So yours going to look just like this? Same thing?
Yeah, I'm the one without a deck. And as you can see where I back out to, there's no building there. It's just...
Okay. It's going to be the same thing?
Yes, exactly.
So it's not blocking any view from anybody else or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's going to be consistent with the rest?
Yes. I have the approval from the HOA. I have all that right here if you need it.
Just an observation, the unit right next door would be a 30.9. Be a 9.1, which is trying to show the two together.
Okay.
That's why that 30.9 is there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I've got a
yes.
couple. On the survey, it says proposed second floor porch 20 by 10 feet, and you said half of that is enclosed and the other half would be an open decking?
Yes.
Now, is it going to be on the second floor or will it be on the first floor?
It's on the second.
All on the second?
Yes, okay. It's all on that.
And the land that you own, because it's not really shown on this survey, but I presume that it's all on land that you own?
No, it's all that is considered common land to your back door.
Okay.
So we had to get the approval to have the patio put in. It's all considered common ground in that community.
Do you have... copy of that approval from the HOA?
I
do. Could you submit that to Mr. Lank?
Mr. Who?
Mr. Lank.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. And I notice here that it says concrete patio. Do you have is there an existing patio there? It kind of looked like that from the picture. But,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it that won't be disturbed? That'll still be there?
No, that'll still be there, yes.
I don't have anything else, Mr. Chairman.
Hey, Mr. Mills, did I get no further questions?
Good.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Are we hearing none?
Just for the record,
yes.
The email that I received from the applicant states that your exterior application for Fairfield at Long Neck has been approved as per the council, being their board. And sincerely, Tony Yarchuk, Administrative Assistant, in reference to the company that's in charge of their plan review.
All right, thank you for that. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,300 for 7.4 tenths variance and not the, what was it, the 9.1 variance. So it should be approved for 7.4. The applicant has addressed the standards adequately as far as I'm concerned, and the uniqueness of the property is such that they... the homes that are there definitely have the same type of structures being approved through the years for their decks. Also, the variance is necessary, I believe, to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the necessary hardship or practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. I believe the proposed porch on the second floor addition is in character with the neighborhood. The variance will not alter an essential character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that we afford relief.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,300. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,300 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.